This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
What about left-handed keyboardists? Do they do anything different? They play behind their backs?
How do you know a left-handed like from a right-handed keyboardist?
You shake his hand. It comes at it strange. You hit the back of the hand.
Hey,
like
speaking of,
yes.
I heard that you will tell what a person is going to be, right-handed or left-handed,
yeah,
from looking at...
Class is in.
It's spring break around these parts, but Chad and I are actually working here at the Southeastern Louisiana University campus. You could roll a bowling ball across this campus not hit a human being.
It's dead.
It was a tumbleweed on campus.
That's right.
And there aren't even tumbleweeds in the great state of Louisiana.
Nope.
I think somebody imported a tumbleweed and sent it across.
They store them on North Campus.
Do they really?
And they let them blow during spring break.
Is that true? There's a little area over here.
That's right.
The tumbleweed area.
Mm-hmm.
West hallway.
So that these statements can be accurate.
That's right. I'm Joe Burns, a professor. At least I will be once this spring break is over. Why don't we ever go on spring breaks?
I don't know.
Get on a plane, go down to Florida. We could be the old guys that stand at the bar and
read our bucket list.
Yeah. Why are we here? Check this off. Who are you?
I'm Chad P.
All right. Let's do a radio show here. Now, last week, we did one that took Chad forever because it took a whole lot of production. This week, we're going to do one that's just ridiculously simple.
Oh, thank you.
Chad, are you right or left-handed?
I'm ambidextrous.
Okay. You can do things with both hands.
No? I write with my left hand.
Right?
I eat with my left hand.
Yeah.
But I play drums right-handed.
Right.
I pick on the bass a little bit, and that's
right.
Right-handed.
What about sports? You bat left or right?
Right.
Right.
I swing a golf club right-handed. I bat right-handed. Although I could bat left-handed if I practiced a little bit.
Okay, so you can switch hits.
Yeah.
All right. See, I do everything right-handed.
Do you?
I'm absolutely goofy with that.
Have you ever tried?
Of course I have, yeah. I've tried to play the guitar left. I've tried to bat left. It's the brain doesn't seem to work that way. I can only chord a piano because the leading doesn't work well with the right hand. I just don't seem to go the opposite direction.
Let me address this right quick. I just want to say, you know, people that write left-handed, we have feelings too.
Yeah.
So don't call it wrong-handed.
Well, it's fun to watch you write because you push the pencil. You don't pull the pencil. And it's fun to watch you with spiral ring notebooks because you're constantly lifting your elbow across spiral ring notebooks.
You know, I'd simply write on the back of the page.
No, it's fun.
They give me fits.
It's adorable to watch you guys write. Hire the left-handed. It's fun to watch them write. This show is going to deal only with the left-hand side of things.
Hey! Day for us!
As left-handed people are want to say, they are the only people in the right-hand side of the brain. So I got left-handed guitarists.
Oh, cool.
I got left-handed guitarists who play the guitar with the strings backwards.
Okay.
I got left-handed guitarists who actually play right-handed. I got left-handed bassists.
Mm-hmm.
I got left-handed drummers.
Good.
And we're going to sit here with a whole bunch of also information about people who are left-handed.
That's right.
You used the word ambidextrous. Do you have any idea what ambidextrous actually means?
Well, I'm assuming that it means that you can use both hands.
It does. It translates out to having two right hands.
Why?
What do I know?
Why?
I didn't make up the word. I wasn't around when they made it up.
The world is so biased.
It is, towards right-handed.
And prejudiced.
Which is what I am.
Uh-huh.
We'll begin with the first left-handed player. Al McKay played for Earth, Wind, and Fire. That real quick lead right in the middle and all the little tick, 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 tick guitar work. It's all Al McKay, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Rock School.
All right, it's all lefties today here on Rock School.
We shop at the Leftorium.
That's why, wasn't that Ned Flanders?
Yes, it was.
By the way, speaking of Ned Flanders, two people on The Simpsons, Bart and Homer Simpson, are left-handed.
Are they now?
Do you know why?
No.
Because Matt Groening. Is it Groening? He's left-handed.
Oh, cool.
So he made Bart and Homer both left-handed.
Do you remember that episode where he opened the store?
He had a left-handed hammer.
Yeah.
How is a hammer left-handed? And the Roadster was left-handed, as I remember. Mr.
Awesome.
Burns bought it at the end. Only 8 to 15% of the population is left-handed.
Yep.
Apparently, some people believe that it's something you learn. It's nature.
Mm.
Some people also believe it's a chemical something or other while you're in the womb.
Yeah.
The president is left-handed.
Yes, he is.
And I'm bringing this up because you're left-handed. It's one of those things. You're part of the group, so you can make light. So go right ahead.
Well, he's got the strangest handwriting I've ever seen.
Didn't I say hire the left-handed? It's fun to watch them write.
Well, he's just a blast to watch write. He kind of like takes his elbow and scoots it in, and the way he holds a pen, it's like he's gripping a crawfish or something. I don't know.
As intelligent as the man is, I mean, whether you like him or not, politically, you got to admit.
Oh, he's smart.
He's a darn intelligent man. But he does look kind of weird.
How
when he's
in the world?
The bill.
Yeah, well, he was signing a bill on television, and I thought that he was doing it just so, you know, look, this is my actual signature. I was like, he's got to be doing that for the camera. No, that's how he writes.
That's right. And what's funny is when they sign those bills, you ever notice there's about 12 pens next to him?
Yeah.
They sign a little bit and then a little bit, using a different pen each time so they can give the pens away as gifts to people who were in charge of the bill.
Dude.
Yeah.
Strange.
Here's some more lefty guitarists. Tim Armstrong of Rancid, Eric Bogle. He's an Australian guy, Joe Callis of the Human League, Kurt Cobain, Nirvana, David Cook from American Idol, Billy Ray Cyrus.
I didn't know Billy Ray was left-handed.
He was. Bob Dylan, Willie Duncan. I know Bob Dylan plays right. He's actually a left-handed.
Okay.
Willie Duncan. Who else do I have here? George Johnson of the Brothers Johnson. Paul McCartney. I know he's a bassist, but he also plays a great deal of guitar.
Mm-hmm.
He often plays guitar when he's as a solo artist. Omar Rodriguez Lopez of the Mars Volta. Jeffrey Steele, formerly of Boy Howdy, and Slim Whitman also plays left-handed.
Cool deal.
One of my favorite guitarists growing up who is a lefty, and we're going to play him, is Elliot Easton. Can you do it?
Elliot Easton.
Boston. Boston's where the group came out of. I saw them live and was really disappointed because they just stand like statues on stage.
Oh, you talked about them.
Cars.
Okay, yeah.
Let the good times roll.
Talk about
Rock School. Rock School Cars, Elliot Easton out front there with the guitar, playing it with his left hand. Actually plays left-handed guitars. A lot of times guitarists will string the guitar backwards and such. Jimi Hendrix, a left-handed guitarist who took his Stratocaster, strung it backwards, and then learned to play it because, as Kurt Cobain said, it's difficult to find decently priced left-handed guitars. You can find them. They just cost a lot of money.
I was at a music store a couple of days ago and actually looked at the guitars on the wall. There were two.
Yeah, left-handed
that
guitars.
That whole wall of guitars, there
were
two.
You can get them. You just normally have to order them. I had some friends who were left-handed guitarists, and their statement was, you know, you guys have 1,000 to choose from. I got one or two, or I just have to, you know, pick one that's a righty.
That's right.
And then say to the guy, order this, and it'll show
just
up.
Just like people with big feet.
Yeah. What about left-handed keyboardists? Do they do anything different? They play behind their backs?
How do you know a left-handed from a right-handed keyboardist?
You shake his hand.
You
it comes at it strange. You hit the back of the hand.
Hey,
like that.
Speaking of,
yes.
I heard that you will tell what a person is going to be, right-handed or left-handed, from looking at what hand they use, like a crayon, whenever they're small.
What they reach for.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. What do you know about that?
Well, we got Isla when she was when she was 2 years old, so she had already placed a dominant hand. But we got Maxwell when he was 9 months old.
Right.
So we just watched and watched and watched, and he didn't have a dominant hand.
Really?
And it wasn't until he was over a year old that he actually started to favor his right hand, and now he's fully right-handed.
Okay.
But, you know, we never tried to push one way or the other, but he actually, you know, finally showed a dominant hand.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my wife and I are both right-handed, mm-hmm. but he's adopted, so we have, you know, no way of showing any nature for that.
Don't shun him if he chooses to be left-handed.
I wouldn't have shunned
Don't
him. I would have simply taken his left hand and tied it behind him. Do you consider yourself intelligent, Chad P.?
Well, I'm getting a master's degree.
Good for you. According to Lawrence University in New York, it was found that people with left hands have more IQs over 140 than right-handed people.
Wait, so everybody who has a left hand is...
That's right. Well, left-handed people. You know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
Also,
yes,
left-handed...
I'll take that statistic.
All right,
yes.
Left-handed people are more likely to also be schizophrenic, delinquent, dyslexic, and have Crohn's disease.
No.
And that's mental disabilities.
No, who said that?
Some guy at Lawrence University. Let's call him Al.
Al.
Let's pretend he's also
Is he overweight?
Here's some more people who are guitarists. Zach Vengeance from Avenged Sevenfold.
Uh-huh.
Babyface, Mac Powell from Third Day. Allie Campbell from UB40. Andrew White from Kaiser Chiefs. Ryan Wace from Municipal Waste. Dave King from Floggin' Molly. And believe it or not, Justin Bieber. Now, here is Justin Bieber.
No.
Another left-handed player, John Flansburgh. Here's They Might Be Giants. Constantinople is not Istanbul, or it might be. Rock School. Schools, we talk about lefties all day long. Yes,
I have one question right here.
Sure.
I see your little
One question left here.
Ha ha ha,
yes,
ha.
Go ahead.
I see your little fact sheet and everything talking about how left-handed people are more prone to schizophrenia and everything.
This and that and the other thing.
You're not going to turn this show into a left-handed roast.
No, as a matter of fact, in a lot of areas, left-handed people are higher achievers. Left-handed people have had more of a lot of success than right-handed people.
I just want to clarify, because this is spring break. We're supposed to be taking a break.
We are
resting our minds. You know,
sure.
I will get up. I will walk out of this room. I will turn that doorknob with my left hand.
And walk right into the wall, because you have to step off to the right.
Even the doors are prejudiced.
That's right.
All the knobs on the right-hand side.
That's right. If you put a left hand over there, if you put the doorknob on the other side, all of a sudden becomes a fire hazard. Let's talk about guitarists who play left-handed on a right-handed guitar, but they string it backwards.
Okay,
but we're gonna list a whole lot of them in just a minute. But let's talk about Dick Dale for a second. Now, normally, what you would do, say Jimi Hendrix, you take your Stratocaster.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he played a right-hand instrument.
Sure.
Since the Stratocaster has a double cutaway, one up the top, one at the bottom, it's beautiful for just flipping the guitar upside down.
Flip it upside down and
string it backwards.
Take the top strings and put them on the bottom and bottom strings on the top.
And just flip it around.
Uh-huh.
Dick Dale did that, but what he had was a left-handed guitar. So he had a left-handed guitar and flipped it around.
Well,
so he, I know, odd.
But if you got a left-handed guitar, just play it.
No, that's not what he did. He actually had a left-handed guitar and strung it backwards. So he had the bass string on the bottom because he wanted all the brrrr deep down.
Wait.
But he wanted to play the bass strings as if they were the leads.
So he just made it into a right-handed guitar.
And
if you have a left-handed guitar and flip it and do the strings backwards, you've converted it to a right-handed guitar.
He converted
correct?
His left-handed guitar into a right-handed guitar but played it lefty.
Oh, man.
How about that?
That's confusing.
Here is Dick Dale. This one's called Wedge. Rock School. All right, coming into the first break here on Rock School. All right, go ahead. You went and looked up left-handed jokes.
I just wanted to see if they had some, and of course, they're everywhere.
Tell me why the left-handed hammer didn't work.
Oh, the left-handed hammer didn't work because they didn't provide any left-handed nails.
Hey, there you go.
Well, all right. You know, between drummers and left hands,
sure,
there's thousands of Google pages.
All
did
right.
you hear about the left-handed Whopper? That
As
Burger
in the
King,
Burger King Whopper?
Yeah, Burger King published a full-page ad in USA Today announcing to introduce a new item to their menu, a left-handed Whopper, specifically designed for all 32 million left-handed Americans.
This had to be an April Fool's joke.
Maybe.
Okay.
According to the ad, the new Whopper included the same ingredients as the original Whopper, lettuce, tomato, hamburger patty, etc. However, uh-huh. the left-handed Whopper had all condiments rotated 180 degrees, thereby redistributing the weight of the sandwich so that the bulk of the condiments will skew to the left, thereby reducing the amount of lettuce and other toppings from spilling out of the right side of the burger.
Oh, that's spectacular.
That's fantastic.
I love it.
Uh-huh.
Did you know
what?
That every Muppet is left-handed?
What?
Every Muppet is left-handed.
How do you...
Because the people that operate the Muppets
uh-huh.
are all right-handed.
Well, they... Okay,
and
yeah.
And thus the Muppet has to be left-handed.
That's true. They operate the mouth
image.
With their right hand
you
and
got
they operate
it.
The hand.
Thus every Muppet is left-handed.
And the Muppets are, I mean, you know,
that's
they're
right.
they're just well-known and loved and...
That's right.
We're proud to have them part of the organization.
And all above... intelligence.
Right.
All above 140.
Animal.
We're going to come back and talk about more left-handed guitarists with the strings strung backwards. A couple of them actually play it with the strings strung the correct way. In fact, I had a nice a chat with one of them, Graham Russell of Air Supply. We actually had him in the studio one time and couldn't have been a nicer guy. Won't play Air Supply, but couldn't have been a nicer guy. Hello, KLSU on the campus of LSU. Let's see how nicely I did that. Professional radio. Go ahead.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. Guess what they all are?
Left-handed?
No, right-handed.
See, I kind of thought that because every time I go up there, everything seems to tilt just that way. Like us
you're
on
in
Facebook.
A lot, huh?
I am. I go up there. I think it's a fine, fine city. Like us on Facebook. Search Rock School Radio Show, and you will find us. And when you like us, we're looking to get our 200th likable person. And when you get that, you get a fantastic prize. It's an email from Chad and I saying thanks.
Hey, I just thought of this. If you click the like button, what button do you have to hit on the mouse?
Well, I only just have the one button.
No, you don't. You're
do.
Lying.
I just have the one
you
button.
You are lying.
Actually, it would be the left button. Back in a minute. Rock School. All right, coming out of the break here, left-handed guitarists to play with the strings backwards. Bob Geldof, Boomtown Rats, Ed Blaney of The Fall, Glenn Burtnick. He was a sort of a hired gun type guy, and now he's one of the guitarists with Styx.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, reformed Styx. Eddie Clearwater, he plays with the Five Blind Boys of Alabama. Chris Rowe, Graham Russell, as I said before, nice guy. Seal, Dan Seals, Dave Wakeling plays with the Beat. Bobby Womack does it as well. Dave Thomas, who's with Blonde on Blonde. Michael Card, he's a Christian singer that does it. And the one we're going to play as the representative of the left-handers with the string backwards, guy plays the Flying V, the Gibson Flying V. Ladies and gentlemen, here's one of the three kings. This is Albert King, born under a bad sign. Rock School.
Born under a bad sign. Since I began to crawl, if it wasn't for bad luck, I would have no luck at all.
Albert King on Rock School, born under a bad sign, playing left-handed on that Gibson Flying V with a weird tuning. He never told a whole lot of people, and those that he did tell swore them to secrecy.
What you mean?
Well, it was a strange tuning. The strings were in a weird, you know, set of tuning, nothing traditional about it. When you play Albert King, it's kind of weird because it's hard to get the fingering just right in the traditional way.
He didn't hook up to the little black box and pick it until he got the green light?
No, nothing chromatic about it.
Yeah.
So it was some weird tuning, and those that actually know it, we're sworn to secrecy. Chad, do you consider yourself creative that way?
I do work in radio.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah,
there
I
is
do.
A positive correlation. Those who do these things, the people in white lab coats that come out and sort of tank you on the side of the head with a small silver hammer, they proclaim there is a positive correlation between being left-handed and having higher creativity and intelligence.
I'll take that compliment.
There you are. Good. I still love to watch you write. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is 7 days and 70 seconds. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Monday, April 25th through, I guess it would be Sunday, May 1st. We're falling into the month of May.
That's
happy
right.
spring break to those of you who are on it and those of you who are not on it. We are. Chad has Monday. Go.
April 25, back in 1980, and One Wings officially disbanded when Danny Lane with the band.
Okay, I got two for this day, so don't cut me off.
Go ahead.
Tuesday, April 26th, 1977, Studio 54 officially opens. 1980, Studio 54 officially closes.
That's awesome. Wednesday, April 25th, back in 2006, Rolling Stone guitarist Keith Richards suffered a brain hemorrage when he fell out of a palm tree on the island of Fiji. What was he doing on top of a palm tree?
I would assume trying to get coconuts. That's also the same trip where somebody got snaps of him sitting in the sun totally naked.
Really?
Yeah, and they got released on, I think, TMZ.
Huh.
Thursday, April 28th, 1973, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon tops the LP chart for its first week, before going on to be the album that would stay on the chart the longest time, over 1,650 weeks.
Friday, April 29th in 1976, hoping to meet the king of rock and roll, the boss of rock and roll, Bruce Springsteen, scaled the wall at Graceland and knocked on the front door. Elvis wasn't home, and the Graceland security guards escorted him back onto the street.
Young man, would you please go back out? Saturday, April 30th, 5 years ago, Madonna makes her festival debut at the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival in Indio, California, performing for 45 minutes in front of one of the largest crowds ever to attend the event. And Sunday, May 1st, 1989, police are called to a jewelry store in L.A. because of a man in a mask. When they arrive, they find out it's Michael Jackson shopping inside of one of his surgical masks. He actually had his kids with him as well. All right, getting back to lefties. We've done lefties that play the guitar with a left guitar. We've done lefties that play the guitar with it flopped and strung backwards.
Yes.
Here are left-handed guitarists that also play right-handed.
Ambidextrous guitarists.
They are. They're left-handed players that play right-handed.
Good for them.
Mark Knopfler, Dire Straits, he started on violin, so apparently it followed easily that he played onto the right-handed situation. Rick Emmett of Triumph. Dwayne Allman is actually a lefty. Billy Corrigan. Elvis Costello. Lefty Frizzell. He's an early honky-tonk guitarist. Noel Gallagher of Oasis. Danny Gatton. We played him during the Gibson Guitar Albums show. Gary Moore. And this guy, Johnny Winter.
Johnny Winter
is a left-handed guitarist who actually plays right. And here is Johnny Winter. This is called Evil on My Mind. Rock School. Rock School, talking about lefties. There's Johnny Winter. They're Evil on My Mind.
Have you ever sang karaoke or anything? Or
yeah.
Have you had to held up a microphone?
I hold it with my right.
You hold it with your right?
Oh, yeah. You hold it with your left, I would assume.
I switch.
Well, because you're ambidextrous. There you are.
But a lot of people do that. You watch American Idol, they're always switching.
Well, see, no, I hold it and I rest it on my chin. It's my radio thing. I can't stand the mic moving around. I put the mic somewhere, like I'm doing radio right now.
Yeah.
I never touch this mic.
Well, you,
once it's placed,
you shouldn't.
There it is. It's and when I sing and such, I put the mic right there and it never moves.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get a little personal right now. You're left-handed.
Here we go.
You got a brother.
I got several brothers.
Well, the brother from your mom.
Yeah.
Is he left-handed?
He is.
He is.
Yeah.
Is either your mom or your father left-handed?
Neither.
Neither.
None.
Is your mother over the age, or was your mother over the age of 40 when she had either of you?
No.
Okay, well, that blows this theory completely. Women over the age of 40 have a 128% greater chance of having a child that will be left-handed than a woman in her 20s. So you completely blew that. Does your father have any other children that are left-handed?
He has other children. None of them are left-handed.
Where did you come from?
I don't know. There's only one uncle that I had. He passed away. But he was the only relative in the family that was left-handed. He passed away before I was born, and my grandmother swears that she prayed that when I was born, they knew I was going to be a boy.
Yeah.
But she prayed that I would be left-handed, tall, dark, thin, just like he was. He played drums. She swears I am him reincarnated. And don't argue with her.
Oh, no.
That I'm not.
I understand. Once people get to a certain age, don't argue with them. Yeah, my dad's 81 years old. Don't argue with him. Let's talk left-handed bassists. I'll come back to give you a big, long list of those who are left-handed. But here you go. Patrick Olive Any idea? Ever heard the name before?
Haven't.
Plays with a group called Hot Chocolate. You probably know them for a couple other hits, but this is the one I like. Everyone's a winner, baby. That's no lie. Sounds like this. Rock School. Doing the left-handed show here on Rock School.
I like this show.
Yeah, it's not bad. Now, you're a man. Okay.
So yes.
That goes to it. You're not part of identical twins, are you?
No.
No. Okay.
But you got a little question. Stop trying to diagnose me.
I'm going to keep going.
Stop filling out the little
checks. What's your background?
What do you mean, what's my background?
You're Cajun?
No.
You're from the Cajun area.
I have French and Italian.
Okay. Well, that's not bad. It says here, more men than women are left-handed. Identical twins are more likely to be left-handed. Asians and Eastern European people. So you say you're French and Italian?
Yeah.
That's more Western European.
Dude, stop trying to figure it out from your stupid little notes. It doesn't matter.
Okay,
you're going to put me on the leather couch now?
It also says here that some studies show that right-handed people live on average 9 years longer than left-handed people. You want me to keep going with that one?
No.
Okay, so
just
I'll just...
play the music.
Okay,
stop
well...
I'm trying to figure it out.
I just think you're going to live 9 years less than me. Of course, I'm a lot older than
you're older than me.
We're probably going to die in the same day.
Yeah.
Here's some bass guitarists that actually play left-handed. Paul Gray of Slipknot. Paul McCartney, we mentioned him in The Guitarist.
Right.
But I think he plays both enough to put them in both of them. Patrick Olive, as I just said, from Hot Chocolate. Paul Wilson of Snow Patrol. Who else do I have here? Doug Pinnick of King's X. Jeff Schmidt, he's a bass soloist. Nick Feldman of Wang Chung. Everybody Wang Chung tonight. How many people went into epileptic fits on that video? Do you remember that video? Robbie Merrill, Godsmack, Martin Aaron and of Celtic Frost, Jacob Sproul, Rose Hill Drive, Colin Hodgkins of Backdoor, Jimmy Goodwin of Dove, Brad Savage, Gerald Johnson from Steve Miller Band, Nathan Maxwell from Flogging Molly, and this guy, Ken Casey of the Dropkick Murphys. Here's Peg of My Heart, Rock School. Well, during the song there, Chad decided to show me how good Godsmack's Robbie Merrill was.
Oh, he's amazing.
Oh, he's spectacular.
He's doing that plucking on those strings.
Slapping and
all
such.
All left-handed.
Yeah. Gerald Castle, I missed as well, from Devo. He plays bass left-handed, but also plays the strings backwards. Do you know what a southpaw is? Anybody ever called you a southpaw being a lefty?
Yes.
Yeah. Any idea what it means?
Huh?
Any idea what it means, what southpaw means?
I don't know. It's probably something stupid that came from the north.
Yes.
Probably Cleveland.
Yes. Something from the north and stupid from Cleveland. It actually came from baseball parks, or so says this that I have here. Some people think it came from other places, but baseball parks are often designed so the batter is facing east, so that afternoon or evening sun does not shine in their eyes.
Right.
This means that left-handed pitchers are throwing from the south side.
Uh-huh.
Thus, they are a south paw, their hand being a nickname for a paw. And by the way, the last four presidents have all been left-handed presidents.
Are you saying that's what's wrong with the country?
No, I didn't say
that. Is that what you're getting at?
I don't think there's anything wrong with the country.
Oh, that's not what you said off mic.
What? I did not say that. There's nothing wrong with the country. All these
people.
You
love having these conversations with the general manager before we even start recording.
I don't think there's anything wrong with the country.
Oh,
all these pundits that are screaming about the country, I'm fairly happy with how things are going.
Have you ever heard the word crawfish used as a verb?
No, I haven't.
Well, that's what you're doing right now. You're crawfishing that. Crawfish walk backwards.
As they do.
In the water.
You know what crawfish are?
What?
Left clawed. Hello, WBSD Burlington, Wisconsin. Chad, who else listens to us?
Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Southpaw, Spain.
That's right. Back in a minute with another Southpaw runner, and these people are all drummers.
Yay!
Hey, we finally get to it with just a few minutes left. Back in a minute. Rock School. All right, let me qualify my last statement. What? I do think there are things wrong with this country. I'm just not really sure they belong on this radio show.
Well,
I was trying to get out of that. So you're right. I did crawfish walk, just trying to get out of the whole thing.
That's fine.
So now that you've brought it up, I'd like to take the last 10 minutes of the show a small documentary on what I think is wrong with this country.
No, we were going to talk about drummers.
First.
No.
Okay,
do the drummers.
We'll go into the drummers.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
How much time do we have left?
About 10 minutes.
How come we get 10 minutes and the stringed instrument people got 50?
The whole lot more of us. Apparently, left-handed kids don't go into drumming all that much. I only have a short list here. You want to hear some of them?
Yes.
Chloe from Smoosh. Mm-hmm. Scott Columbus from Man of War. Dominic Howard from Muse. Now, it says here Al Sobrante from Green Day.
He was the first drummer.
Okay, thank you.
Trey Cool, whose real name is Frank.
Yeah?
Frank Wright.
I'd have changed it.
But, Al Sobrante was the very first drummer they had when they were punk, extreme punk, playing in front of, like, 25 people.
Ginger Fish of Marilyn Manson. Phil Collins, obviously. Mm-hmm. Genesis. Ian Pace, Deep Purple. Carter, is it Beauford?
Yeah, Beauford.
Beauford, yeah, of the Dave Matthews Band.
He's great.
And we'll get back to naming the rest of them in a little bit. This guy, however, is a great left-handed player and switches during the concert between playing left-handed and right-handed playing, and used to always have a cigarette sticking out of his mouth, decided to quit not too long ago. This is Bun E. Carlos, Cheap Trick, hanging out. It's that 70s song, Out in the Street. It's Trick right here, Rock School. All right, last break on Rock School, and we got to hurry up.
We just started drummers.
Yeah, two songs by a drummer.
Two songs.
That's good. It's a representation.
How is that a representation?
It's a short representation.
Uh-huh.
Drummers are short. Here's a couple. Here's a couple little pieces of information about lefties to get us out of here. On a standard QWERTY keyboard, there are 1,447 English words that can be typed solely with the left hand.
Uh-huh.
There's only 187 words that can be typed solely with the right hand.
Ha, 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 ha.
Benjamin Franklin signed the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution solely with his left hand.
As he should have.
There you go. Here are some more drummers that are lefties. Zachary Hansen, obviously from the group Hansen. David Milhouse from Lippy's Garden. Brett Reed from Rancid. Mike Borden from Ozzy Osbourne and Faith No More. Jerry Nolan, New York Dolls. Rod Morgenstein from the Dixie Dregs. Javier, I guess it's Weiler from the Stereophonics. And the one we're going to end on, Ringo Starr.
Hey, you don't have any more questions for me, Freud?
I have no more.
Huh?
I have no more.
You're not going to try to diagnose me and figure out where my left-handedness came from?
I can tell you the Roman word for left was what gave us the word sinister.
What?
I was going to leave that one out, but that's the only piece of information I have left on left-handed drummers.
You put that in there on purpose.
I did not. Right there it is.
I see it right there. You put that fact in there because you know I'm left-handed.
Yeah, it just came from, you know, what I was looking at.
You can't help yourself, can you? You got to get your little jabs in.
That's right.
Get your little jabs.
Makes me feel like a big man.
Right.
Ringo Starr wraps us up. We're going to do Oh My My. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Lefty P right over there.
Ha ha.
Class is dismissed.